I'm here again with Sir John Jones at New Heads 2012. Sir John, I'd like to talk now about the future. In Maggie Farrar's keynote speech this morning, she talked about this being a period of unprecedented change. What would your advice be to those leaders who find this a challenge? How do they respond?
Well, you know, one of my students once said to me, the future's important to me. It's where I intend to spend the rest of my life. And then he looked me in the eye and said, is that future going to be safe with you? I also read somewhere that 80% of the jobs that children in primary schools will do haven't even been invented yet. So if you like, the future, in my opinion, is not what it was. Change is mandatory. The worrying thing is that whether you go with it and grow with it, well, that is optional. I've worked for 24 secretaries of state, and I don't think any one of them, many of them inspired me. The very first was in 1974, Margaret Thatcher. But I don't think any of them really changed the way I operated. So what I would suggest is that don't worry about what's going on out there. What we're doing is preparing our children for a future that doesn't yet exist. And I would suggest that you have to be in that situation, what I call irresistibly optimistic. If you like, today is the tomorrow that you worried about yesterday, and all is well. It's all about, I think, the attitude that you adopt to the future. I come across what I call poverty thinkers. I met one recently, a head teacher, and I asked him how he was, and he said, breathing. And I suppose their future is inevitable. It's a bit like the hypochondriac who put on his gravestone, see, I told you I was sick. But the poverty thinkers are dangerous, but they're also what I call probability thinkers. They kind of drift along, being pleasantly bewildered by everything. I think what you have to be to embrace the future is a possibility thinker, what I call a water thinker or a futures thinker. And one of the best head teachers I ever worked with, she was a possibility thinker. She could see beyond the problems of today and tomorrow into a world that we were all together going to create. And she used to have a sign on her wall, and it said, they will be smart enough if I am good enough. And I've always been driven by that principle, and it's actually on the wall in my office at home. I truly believe that being a head teacher is the toughest job in the world, but that's also what makes it the best.
Thank you, Sir John.